Mariana Coles Curtis, welcome to KBOO.
Thanks, Jen.
Well, you were one of three students charged after protest against U.S. Border Patrol agents at the University of Arizona on March 19th, and the case was dismissed about a month later by the Pima County District Attorney's Office. Can you tell us about the protest itself and then how these charges were initially brought against you and the other students?
Yeah, totally. So on March 19th, the Criminal Justice Club at the University of Arizona invited Border Patrol to come speak to their club. So this is not actually a class, but Border Patrol came into the building where I teach, and myself and some other students saw them and felt that it was our duty to speak out about their presence on campus because it makes people feel really unsafe. And it doesn't just make people feel unsafe, but Tucson is within 100 miles of the border, which means that Border Patrol actually has jurisdiction in Tucson, so they can come and separate families, take people out of their homes and their lives, and put them in cages. So we were speaking out about their presence at the Criminal Justice Club, and the university police showed up, and they didn't really say much to us. They didn't tell us anything that we were doing was, in their eyes, illegal.
Because you were not stopping them from entering the club space or that sort of thing?
No. I mean, it was a very tame protest, to be honest. And, you know, we stayed until they left and we escorted them to their vehicles and then they left campus. So, you know, that happened. And it was in the midst of lots of other things in Tucson, like a family being separated by Border Patrol after a routine traffic stop, which we see happen over and over in Tucson. So we were all, you know, involved in organizing around that and weren't thinking much about this event that happened on campus. And then about a week and a half later, the president sent out an email saying that he had met with Border Patrol and he wanted to support Border Patrol. That was the very first paragraph of his email to the student body. And then he announced that two students were getting charges. And so those two students received criminal charges, but not myself at that point. And then they
not through the university's own disciplinary system, but through the DA.
Yeah, so these were criminal charges.
Yeah, so that's that itself across the bar.
Yeah, it's really unprecedented in terms of thinking about student disruption, if that's how the university wanted to see this. And those students, unfortunately, received numerous deaths, and so did the Mexican American Studies program at the University of Arizona, because this video that one of the students took of the protest went viral, and it got picked up by a lot of right-wing blogs. So, yeah, those two students faced a lot of vitriol after their charges. And then I was myself charged a week later.
What were the charges?
The charges were something along the lines of disrupting the peaceful functioning of an educational institution, which I didn't even know that was a misdemeanor, but good to know.
So you, on the other side, there was a lot of support and mobilizing on campus and in the community, it sounds like, that led the district attorney's office to dismiss the charges. What can you tell us about that part of the story?
Yeah, I was just really impressed, and it was really heartening to see the kind of organizing that went into putting pressure on the district attorney's office and also on the college president to drop the charges. So numerous faculty actually nationwide signed on to letters of support. There were student protests, faculty protests on campus, letter deliveries to the president's office, and then we also did a call-in campaign. So people from all over the country were calling in to demand that these, you know, obviously politically motivated charges be dropped. But I feel extremely grateful for all of that support, and I do think that all, like, the charges being dropped were really made possible by the community support. That was really great to see.
I think it's a good example of different meanings of sanctuary spaces or campuses as sanctuary spaces, because often that's a pronouncement devoid of any meaning, and what undocumented students face on campuses often is really daunting and interferes with their ability to get an education. What about undocumented students at the University of Arizona campus and the kind of support they have there?
Yeah, definitely. So the University of Arizona is officially a Hispanic serving institution, which means that they receive a certain amount of federal funding. But, you know, through this incident, we can see the way that what they're really concerned about is their relationship with Border Patrol. So it's difficult to be undocumented in this country, but it's particularly difficult to be an undocumented student because they can't receive the same kind of in-state tuition that other students receive. There are often language barriers. But, I have students who, I'm an instructor, a graduate instructor, and I have students who are not undocumented, but have told me about really traumatic experiences that they have had with Border Patrol themselves. So a lot of students, undocumented and documented, who potentially have family who is undocumented or just have been harassed for being brown by Border Patrol, have a really tough time seeing those officers on campus. I mean, I have a tough time, and I'm a white person. You know, it's just like they're extremely violent. It's an extremely violent arm of the state, and they have no business being on campus. And I think you're right. Like, a sanctuary really does mean that those people who have the power to rip people's families apart or take people out of their lives should have no place on campus.
I think part of the concept of sanctuary, too, is in creating allyship and alliances around common interests or shared interests. And, of course, part of the right-wing attack on migrants or immigrants is to pit people against each other. And there, it seems like as hard as this was and scary, I'm sure, that there is something about confronting the brutal source, the boot of the state here, and pushing back against the boot of the state and finding that there are allies in that. So what do you hope for as you go ahead and politically organize around border politics?
Well, the organizations of students with DACA on campus are pushing really hard to create policies that make it very difficult for Border Patrol to come on campus. So that might look in part like a notification system for students who have DACA status or undocumented. But I think also there are steps that can be taken so that Border Patrol has to fill out a lot of paperwork before they can come on campus, which makes it, you know, very difficult for them to come on campus. I think that as a federal agency, it's hard to actually ban them from campus because it's public land.
But you can slow them down and create work.
You can slow them down, exactly, yeah. And I feel, you know, really excited about the organizing that students are doing. Right now in Tucson, actually at this moment, a high school in Tucson has just walked out of their school, and they're holding a press conference in front of the Pima County Sheriff's Department because a student from their school last Thursday was picked up by Border Patrol after a traffic stop. So that's something that we're really pushing for here, is the separation of the Sheriff's Department and local law enforcement agencies and Border Patrol. So we don't want local law enforcement doing the work of Border Patrol. It makes any place where law enforcement can enter a very dangerous place for anyone who is undocumented.
And I think it's important to know how many stories are coming out of the Southwest, stories of resistance and creative alliances around border politics, because sometimes there's a kind of monothematic story of right-wing conservatism, and there's a lot more in the experiences of people who are really live close to the borders and do know the difference between realities on the ground and the way that people depend on each other across the border in opposition to this fantastical and frightening image that the right wing projects.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, I feel especially excited about this high school walkout right now. I mean, those are very young people who are probably having their first taste of, you know, what it looks like to stand up in these ways. And I think, you know, you can see that in Tucson generally. Like, there are a lot of networks of support and responses that people have when families are detained. So we've seen a lot of mobilization around particularly families who are detained through traffic stops. But across the board, there's a lot of organizing and support going on and resistance to these really, brutal and inhumane policies. You know, we're trying to keep our communities out of cages.
Well, keep up the good work, and you're already, it sounds like a mentor to your own students as a graduate student and instructor at University of Arizona. So there's a lot of experience to pass on, and we hope to keep reporting on your work. This is Jan Hawken talking today with Mariana Coles Curtis, student at University of Arizona, and the charges against those students that were dismissed late in April. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jan.